Good morning and welcome to episode 96 of Martin Uncut. Today it's May the 20th, 2021, and today's episode is Smarter. So for quite some time now, I have been talking back and forth about a project that I have been working on. And today is the day where it goes live, and I'm super excited to talk about it here with you today. So I am together with two other chaps today launching a new podcast. And this podcast is a Swedish-Danish podcast. We're talking in Swedish, I talk in Swedish, and my two colleagues, they are talking in Danish. And the title of this podcast is Smarter. Smartare, eller smartare in Swedish and Danish. And you will be able to read more about it on smartare.tech, and I will definitely link to this in the show note, of course. Right now, there is just a logo of the podcast, really, but there will be a page for the podcast really, really soon. It's actually on my computer. I just need to do some minor twinking with it and show the other guys and have their blessing before we publish it. But we are getting there quite quickly. So to start off with just a little bit, you all know me already because I talk here every day. And my other two co-hosts in this new podcast, that is Jens Hynne Pedersen. He lives in Denmark, of course. Jens is quite famous in the local GTD community because he is an organizer of the Danish GTD meetup group, and he's super active in everything GTD around here. The other co-host is Mikael Treves. He's also Danish, and he is also very active in the GTD society around in Denmark. And that is actually how I got in touch with them. And we had some discussions around some tools to handle reference materials. And it was super interesting, and we had really good discussions. And one thing led to another, and the idea was hatched that maybe we should do something together on a more regular basis. And then the plan to actually release the Smarter podcast was born. So today, actually 11 minutes ago, we released episode 1. And episode 1 is about note-taking applications. And in this episode, we're talking about a lot of different things. But if you have followed my podcast, you know that I am an Obsidian user. So, of course, we're talking about Obsidian. You also know that I'm using Drafts. And Draft is something that Mikael is the kind of pusher for. He is the person that introduced Draft to me and probably to Jens as well. And he's a longtime Drafts user. So that is, of course, one big point, part of this whole discussion. But we it's quite informal. We have an agenda when we do this podcast, but it's not really that structured. Well, it's structured, but it's not. We're not tied to the script. It's totally fine to digress a little bit. And if you listen to episode 1, you will hear when we're digressing and starting to talk about something else that is not note takers, but we come back eventually. And if you like productivity applications, everything that can help you be smarter or do things more easy, this is the podcast for you. And we will be releasing this podcast every second week. We have actually already recorded our first episodes, and tonight we're gonna record episode 6, actually. And we're recording episode 6 before we're recording episode 5. And that is because we're going to record an interview today. So roughly we do 2 episodes where it's the 3 of us. And then on every 3rd episode, we invite someone else to have a discussion with them. So that is usually really, really fun. And you learn a lot when you have these different discussions with other people that has been doing great things in their life, really. So I definitely recommend that you take a listen to that. You will find us on Apple iTunes, of course. We are out there. We are also on Spotify. but at least yesterday there was a little bit issues with the search. We didn't show up in the search yet, but we are in there, so you should find us. And we will also eventually show up in all the other podcast directories as well. Some of them take a little bit of time. My experience, for example, with Google is that can take up to a few weeks before actually the podcast shows up. Don't ask me why. But if you go to Apple iTunes or into your podcast application and search for Smartare, you will find the podcast there. And if you listen to it, please give us feedback. We are super excited to hear back from any listeners to tell us what they think about this new podcast. I had a totally breakdown yesterday, it's just a little bit of an annoying story I wanted to tell you today as well. So I have a bus, essentially, a big Volkswagen Caravelle. So it's a 9-person minibus, a minivan. And it was time yesterday for car inspection. You need to do that in Sweden every year. And every time when you're doing that, you're a little bit nervous, because if you get a remark, you need to have that fixed and you need to come back and inspect again. And that is always a little bit, don't find something, because it's quite expensive. And I just had my car into service and we fixed brakes and we did the yearly service, and it was quite expensive. I think I paid around like $1,000 or something on service on this old car. And that's just way too much. I don't like spending money on cars. I have no problem spending money on keyboards and technologies, as you may know. But on cars, that is like a little bit like, no, I don't want to do that. But anyhow, I went to the car inspection yesterday morning with the bus. And I was dropping the car, and while the guy was doing the inspection, we were chatting away. I live in a quite small town, so I don't know him personally, but he is related to my neighbor, and so we had just a discussion. And when it was done, I was so surprised. He didn't find anything on the car, and that was anything that I needed to do now. There is stuff on the car, he said, that will be a problem maybe in a year, maybe in two if you're lucky. But there is issues that is coming, like rust and those kind of things. And so I was super happy that it didn't given, like, we have different degrees of the remark as well. We have like a one that you must, then if you get a one, you can't even drive away from the inspection place. You need to tow the car away. If you get a two, you need to fix it and come back and get it re-inspected. And if you get a three, it's something that you have to fix, but you don't have to come back. And if you don't fix it and you get stopped by the police, you can get fined. And I didn't even get a three. So I was like, oh, wow, super. This is fantastic. This is a winning day. So I went out here to the office and I parked the car and I worked my day. And during lunch, my wife came here to pick up the dog and give me lunch because I had a hectic day. And we switched cars usually at that time, because we used the bus to pick up the kids, daycare and so on. But the car was dead. It was really dead. She couldn't even, it didn't want to open the locks even first. And then I started to look at it. And then the guy at the inspection, he turned the light switch on for the headlights. And I didn't see that. So when I came out here to the studio and parked the car, I left the car with the lights on. And that is pretty stupid, especially if you have a little bit older car with a battery that is already due to be changed. So, of course, the car was totally dead. So that was a real mess to get that fixed yesterday, because it's a big car, a big motor, and as just a normal small kickstarter, it doesn't provide enough power. So I needed to... I charged the battery with the Kickstarter for a few hours, and then I had to drive the small car up and was able to start it so I could move it a little bit. And now it's charging here, so hopefully it will start at lunchtime so I can get home and eat. But we will see. It's the logistic parts is always a nightmare. So never buy cars if you don't have to. It's just a waste of money, time and energy, and also on the environment. If I didn't need a car to get out here, I would definitely not use it. This was a bit different rambling episode today about a lot of different things. I will be back tomorrow, of course, and I will talk about technology tomorrow, don't worry. And I wish you a great day, and don't forget to listen to the new podcast. Ciao, ciao.
Martin Uncut, your daily technology dose.